The Herrengracht is one of the later works of Ed and Nancy Keenholz, and it's this street of a red light district, a street of shame in Amsterdam, supposedly. And I think it's a fairly feeble work compared to a lot of Ed Keenholz's earlier work, which he made alone before he married Nancy Redin Keenholz. And it's a very literal and obvious kind of rendition or copy of a kind of street with ill-lit windows and women standing in doorways and waiting for clients, reading, sitting around, and generally looking miserable.
The work of Ed Keenholz has influenced many British contemporary artists, people like Damien Hirst.
So people say, but whether he's quite as influential directly as he's been made out to be, especially by some of the people at the National Gallery, is a moot point. I think he was an important artist, but he wasn't a great artist. I mean, he made some tremendous works in the 1960s and 70s, very disturbing installations. And I suppose you could say that he was a kind of one of the kind of keynote installation artists of the period. But with installation art, you could say, goes back to the sort of 15th century, to Italian Renaissance churches. And he's a big cheese.
This is the first time that the National Gallery has had a modern installation of this sort.
That's not true either. I mean, they've had a whole exhibition of installations a few years ago, and they've done quite a few exhibitions of contemporary art, most of which have kind of missed the point or chosen bad artists.
Does this one miss the point?
Well, I think what they've tried to do is they're trying to sex up the National Gallery, really, and they're trying to make it look hip and relevant, and it's a bit like a vicar dancing at a disco. They just don't really know how to get it right, and I don't feel really that it does anybody any favours, this exhibition, and although they've put alongside it paintings by artists like Pieter de Hoek and Jan Stern, which actually, you know, deal with prostitution. They're far livelier and far more morally ambiguous and strange works than this, which is a fairly feeble and flat-footed illustrative kind of thing that you might almost find in a fun fair.
Do you think National Gallery patrons will be scandalised or indifferent?
I don't think anyone will be scandalised, and I think people might just be mildly irritated. It's just not a great installation.